Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
WIP Afternoon Show. I am Spike Eskin on NFL Draft Eve. Eagles have the 22nd pick.
For now.
You hear that on WIP tomorrow night with an all-star cast. That doesn't include me because I will be at home, irritated, watching the Sixers the entire time. Jack Fritz is here with me. Ike Reese is at home. Had a flood in his basement.
Sure did.
He's down there with a couple of buckets, a shop vac, fixing it himself.
Yep, taking care of it himself.
All right. We will talk to you about what you think the Eagles should do at 22 next. But now, as this happens every day at 5 o'clock, some say it's the best segment of the show. Those people are all last name Fritz. It is the top five of five.
So I'm not saying don't listen to the show Friday, but I won't be here Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were gone completely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know. I mean, you might have Buzz back.
It's
there.
Ben.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, negative Nancy. Ben Kenny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Buzz passing the buck.
Mr. Personality.
Passing the buck early back there by Buzz.
Talk about golf and college sports.
Things that everyone here cares about.
Yep. Yep. Huge deals here.
But it's one of my best friend's weddings.
Okay.
And I am giving my first ever best man speech.
Ooh.
Which is a big task. I'm semi-nervous for it, which is funny because obviously we do this show. We talk to like hundreds of thousands of people. They're listening. That doesn't make me nervous. Talking to like 30 people makes me way more nervous.
It's more personal.
Yeah.
And people tell you when you do this thing, and I've given two, and I was officiated a wedding.
Ooh,
married a couple.
I remember that.
Writes Ricky Sanchez, listeners, and everybody tells you, they're like, don't worry, nobody cares about you anyway, nobody's even looking at you, and I'm just like, are you kidding? I'm the only one talking in the room. Of course they're looking at you.
Terrifying.
Now, after your top five at five, I do have a maid of honor take.
Good.
We will do right after this.
Good.
A couple of takes.
So
it's going to make you mad.
So here is what I believe are the five keys to a best man speech that I want to run by you, because I've never given one. But these are what I believe are the five keys to nailing the best man speech.
Somebody who's never given a best man speech.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let me know if I'm on the right track here.
Okay. All right.
Number five, you can't be sober, but you can't be slurring up there.
Very good point. I've seen both.
Because that's the worst, when they're a little too drunk.
So they're a little too drunk. They go on forever. They say something embarrassing. They're slurring their words. You can't be drunk. But if you go up there completely sober.
Oh, it gets tight quick.
You go up there with the notes and you're shaking. You ever see somebody giving the speech at the wedding shaking with the notes?
Awful.
Looking down? You can't look. Come on. What are you? You're not even talking into the mic. That's what the nervous guy does.
Exactly.
You need. Look, you will have been drinking for a while, but the way that you need to feel. It's like one and a half, two drinks in.
Exactly.
That's how you have to feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So that's the first key to a best man speech. Number four, and you just brought this up, you can't print it. You can't print out the speech.
You cannot. And you can't look at your phone either.
Especially as a pro.
Yes.
And I think the reason he made me give this speech is, oh, well, you're on the radio. It's easy for you. You know what I mean?
The speech is not on the radio.
It's not on the radio. Yeah. It's not on the radio. This is easy. That's not easy. But I have a very, like, I hope that I have enough to where I can kind of just go off the cuff and treat it like an open. The big question is, am I going to give the phone number by accident?
You got to give the number.
Because I get so used to talking.
Yes.
I was naturally just want to go 215-592-9494.
Do you think they'll last forever? 215-592-9494.
Yeah, what's your take? What's your take? What's your
Are they meant for each other? 215-592-9494. I agree with you. You can't bring up paper.
Can't print.
What I would do is have three or four bullet points in your head.
Yes.
Memorize the bullet points.
Yeah, that's the key. So yeah. The no printing stuff,
because
I hate when they've got people go up there with the whole notes.
You can't do that. So here are the two extremes that you're fighting against. You go up with the notes, you look like a total dork, you're nervous, it doesn't work. You don't go up with any plan at all, ends up being a Howard speech. 17 minutes later,
calls everyone dope.
You're ripping everybody.
Yeah.
You can't do that either. You got to have a plan.
I'm going to have a plan.
Okay.
But no notes.
No notes. That's
no
fine.
Notes. Yep. Number three, I don't think it should go longer than like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need, like, 5 to 7 feels long.
It is.
I brought up 2 minutes earlier, and Elliot was like, that's way too short.
What does he know?
He's cute. I think he'd be a great speech giver at weddings.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he'd be top tier.
A weddingsman?
Yeah. Him, I think Seltzer would be a great best man speech guy. I think Elliot would be very good at it.
There's a worry about Seltzer, though.
Oh, well, Seltzer's, yeah. So he might have a few.
Yeah, he has too much.
And the pitch just rises a little bit.
You can't have a drunk Seltzer giving a best man speech. Wait, what did you say?
So I said no more than 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, so... People don't – I think people don't really understand time all the time. And I know it sounds crazy, but what you should do to understand how long 3.5 minutes is stare at the wall with no music, no TV, no phone, no nothing for 3.5 minutes. It's a long time.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
It's a long time.
That sounds like a psycho move.
I'm just saying it's a long time.
So I think at the station, people that would give the best man speech, I think the camera's there.
Yes.
I think Seltzer would be great at it. Elliot. Giulio, I don't see it. I don't see it.
I don't think he'd be bad.
I don't think he'd be bad. I don't know if he'd be spectacular.
Why haven't you named me?
I think he'd be pretty good.
Okay. All right.
I think Ike would be fun.
Ike would be fun. Ike would go up without a plan, though.
Oh, but there'd be no notes.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be 7 minutes in.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be good. But I think there's a lot of...
I think Richie would give a great speech.
I don't think so.
Oh, do we cry?
He might, dude. He might.
This is really...
Can you imagine getting that? That's bad. No crying.
The snotty speech.
The snotty speech by John Ritchie.
Okay.
The second key to a best man speech, I've observed this one a lot, and this is one that you gotta nail, because if you don't nail this, it gets creepy or it's weird. You gotta say the bride looks beautiful.
Yes.
But you can't go too far.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You can't go too far. And that is a thin line, brother.
It sure is.
That is a thin line.
Because you see it, it feels like a term that you got to put in a best man speech. Like, you look great. You look beautiful tonight. Can't go too far.
So I gave the speech for my brother out in Los Angeles, and I didn't say it. And I love Sasha, and she did look beautiful, but I could not, in front of a room full of people, say that my brother's wife looks beautiful. I just couldn't do it. I felt like slime ball.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Tough one. So that one's very, very important. A fine line. But I think the most important and the top key to a best man speech, it's different, and we'll get to it. It's different than a bridesmaid speech.
Yeah.
The best man speech, I think, needs a funny first half and an emotional second half.
I think that is fair as well.
Like, you go funny, you get the laughs going, you get the room flowing, and then you break out maybe a water work.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get emotional in the second half. That's the key to a best man.
You can get a little choked up, have a single tear drop.
I'm not a choked up guy.
Yeah.
I don't really have it in me.
Yeah, but I'm saying it plays well.
I'm so, like, snarky and sarcastic, it doesn't really come off well.
Yeah.
So they might think I'm, like, dying when I'm giving the speech.
I'm just saying it plays well.
It does play well.
It
does play well. So that's the number one key to a best man speech.
That's a good list. So here is the honest truth about maid of honor speeches. And I am telling you this, whether you have given a maid of honor speech, maybe you have to give a maid of honor speech, maybe you're in a relationship where a maid of honor speech is going to happen at the wedding, they're horrible. You can't have maid of honor speeches. Or if you do, and I say this with, I know it sounds disrespectful, but it is respectful. They're horrible. you have to, if you're going to do a maid of honor speech, you got to have a giant clock on the wall, and it's got to have 60 seconds on it, and you got to pull them off the stage with a giant cane hook thing to get them off if they go past 60 seconds.
At least Oscar music.
Yes. Play them off. There are a couple of problems. Every maid of honor speech starts the same way, that they were friends in first grade. And the problem is we can't go through every grade. We can't do what it was like in first grade and third grade and fifth grade and ninth grade when she stole your boyfriend. Then we can't go to college. And then when you guys started jobs, we're in minute 27. I did not come here to hear about your friendship. So that is the first thing. The second thing that's a problem with maid of honor speeches, and I don't know where this starts, but the reason that best man speeches are so good is that there's like this bro love that happens.
Always.
On some level, when you're giving your best man speech, it is a speech about how much you love that guy.
Yeah.
Sort of in love in some weird way. That's why the speeches are so good, because they are truly from the heart. The problem with the maid of honor speeches is there's too many times when deep down they're just resentful of the woman getting married, especially if the maid of honor is still single.
I know. She got to have a maid of honor that's married or something.
She hates how beautiful the bride looks. She hates how happy she is. And she certainly hates that she is in a successful, committed relationship. My wife had her two cousins giving a maid of honor speech. They were dancing. They did some weird dance like 8 minutes into it. And I warned her. I said, Val, God bless your cousins. The speech is going to be horrible. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, because all maid of honor speeches are horrible. They're doing a dance. And I look over at my friend Mike in the crowd, who I told this, and I just look at him, and I shrug. He audibly laughed. He was all the way across the room because he knew I was right. This is not, I love women. This is not an anti-woman thing. It is just reality, is that maid of honor speeches are horrible, and we need to, there's nothing that says you have to do it. Just like, there's nothing that says you need a sit-down dinner at a wedding. There's nothing that says you need a priest or a rabbi. Those rules are up to you. There is no law that says you need a maid of honor speech. Get rid of it. No one will complain. There is nobody who has ever left a wedding who said, you know what didn't happen tonight? The maid of honor speech. Nobody.
Well,
I feel like I'm making you uncomfortable, but
I don't know if I've ever seen a good one. I haven't been to as
no,
many.
No, of course you haven't.
Buzz, have you ever heard a good maid of honor speech?
I haven't been to nearly as many weddings as the two of you, but no, what you're saying is
not
correct.
They're never funny.
Would you sacrifice the best man speech for the maid of honor? Like, would you do away with both to get rid of the one?
100%, because
it drags it down that much?
Yes, because a best man speech, honestly, if you asked your friends, hey, you told the best man, you're just going to give the best man speech at the bachelor party. We're all going to get together. You're going to give the speech about me, maybe get a little dirtier, whatever. Every best man would say, fine. Nobody would care. Nobody would care.
And the maid of honor should do it at the bachelorette party.
Fine.
That's the take.
Fun.
That's what it should happen.
Yeah, 100%.
Never funny, and there's always a bad cry, it seems like. Like a bad, unnecessary cry. You can't get it back on track.
Yes. It's awful. I'm sorry. It's true. Nobody has the guts to tell you. I'm telling you. It's true. If you're going to get married, if you're going to get married, just suggest to her, hey, honey, what if your friend doesn't talk at the wedding?
See how that goes.
I don't know. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Spikey E.
What up?
My brother Jack. Hey, man, y'all 100% right about the maid of honor speeches, man. 100% right, Spike.
Just telling it how it is.
I mean, and then it's like they'll say something like, I guess I'll let you have my best friend and take her away from you. Like, nobody want to hear all that.
You don't even really feel that way. You're mad at her.
Exactly.
You're mad at her.
Exactly. Yeah. You just say that because you want to, say that.
Yeah.
But, hey, I got 2 points on a draft and the two-minute thing. First of all, the two-minute report in the NBA, literally, I get why they do it, and I respect why they do it. But as a fan, I hate it because it's like you are so mad about what happened and you complain, you go off on Twitter back and forth arguing for a whole day, and then you have a day off, and then all of a sudden a day later 2 days later the 2-minute report come out, oh well, we should have called this foul, and you're like, No, duh. Like, duh, you should have called the foul. So now I'm mad again. Like, I know all the wording where, oh, we'll come back and replay the game and this happened. They not going to do that.
God,
like,
I would love if they replayed the game, though,
right,
and the Sixers
and like,
won. It'd be so fun.
That's not going to happen in a playoff game because as long as the process takes. So what if the Sixers – or what if the Knicks goes on and wins the series? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but what if they do? So y'all going to go back and replay the game 2 months later and then, like, it's not going to happen.
Whatever it takes, Corey, whatever it takes.
Just don't even bring it – a regular season, cool. Don't bring it up to me. Now, to get on the draft, I'm a defense guy. I think the Eagles need to come out and draft a corner in the first round. I've been saying that since the beginning. Now, I got to give love to my boy ESP. ESP did say on Saturday that the Eagles are going to walk out the first two rounds with a receiver. So if he's right, we got to bump him up on the list.
But again, he's so, you know, informed speculation.
But he said,
yeah,
they
but
will
like,
walk out.
All right. Listen, we'll consider it. I appreciate you sticking up for Elliott.
But you got to listen. Top three pick cornerbacks. Terrion Arnold, Quinyon Mitchell, or Cooper DeJean. If you walk out with one of those, you got a hit. And then my draft pick was Sidney Jones.
Sidney Jones.
I'm a Marshawn Lattimore guy. I'm a Buckeye. Y'all know that. And when we picked Sidney Jones, I'm like, yeah.
I appreciate it. I think the Sidney Jones thing is for sure. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember, I was like, oh, man. Once again, Eagles playing chess. They took a guy that's a top 10 pick lock in the second round because of the Achilles.
Secret. He can't play.
And the Achilles injury just completely torched his career.
Yeah, well, it's an Achilles. It's not an ACL. It's not a. Steve in Norristown, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Hey, Spike. Hey, Jack.
What's up, Steve?
Jack, I loved your top five at five. I've been a best man four times, and I've had to do four of these speeches, so... I enjoyed your top five at five.
Yes.
I think some things that are 100% on and some things like I kind of agree with Spike on too. First things first, I love the 3.5 minutes. That's your sweet spot. You don't want to go too long. You don't want to be too short with it. Two, you know that by practicing it and to practice it, you need to write it down. Now, I'm not saying use the paper during the ceremony or the reception, excuse me, but write it down so that you can read it, okay? Now, for me, I forget things, so I had to bring a piece of paper, but the paper that I had was just a post-it note, and the post-it note was saying what Spike was saying, where you have bullet points. And so I would look down because you don't want to look down. Like, I know you're not planning on having a piece of paper, but you don't want to, like, look down and then, like, oh, I don't know where I am. And then that's weird and awkward. And
yeah.
You're, like, shaking and stuff.
It's a tough balance. I think I have enough in my head of what I want to say. And I would hope that I'm a decent enough orator that I could remember what I want to say. But mm-hmm. I appreciate it. I probably will have, like, four bullet points. And maybe I'll read them again before I get out there.
Yeah. Steve, to your point, when I started at WIP, what I used to do was the open of my show, I wouldn't bring it into the studio written out, but I would write it out so I knew what it was in my head. And I think that's what you're sort of saying is if you write it out, it's sort of like ingrained in your brain, and it makes you a little more confident going out there.
I got to tell you, and I had one of those four. The first one at that was a dry wedding.
Oh,
and
the worst.
And I was sober. And it was terrible. So I brought a flask with me, but I left it in my car. So I reached for my flask, and it wasn't there. And I was like, "Oh no!" And it was just funny. But yeah,
totally.
I think you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Oh, the other thing is with the bride, where you don't want to say the bride we're making it like creepy or something. What you can always do is be like, "Oh, I don't know her name, Jessica." Oh, doesn't Jessica look beautiful? Can we get a round of applause for
that's
the,
a
for
that's
the
your
here?
Move, Steve. That's a good move. I might steal that.
Yeah, that is a good one.
This way you catch everybody on your side. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's happy. People are expecting something funny because you're already ripping it out with something funny like that, with like clapping and such.
That's a good idea. I appreciate the call, Steve. That is a good tip.
Yeah, a couple good tips there. Yeah, for sure. Well, imagine if it was like. Jessica's looking, I mean, hot tonight. Like, you can't.
Wow, isn't she sexy?
Yeah.
You see that open back on the dress?
She just got something going on.
I'm the resentful one now.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Now, coming up, first of all, the Phillies try to get back start another winning streak tonight. So we'll start leading off in about 20 minutes. But also, next, we've all complained about Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
You've complained about Tobias Harris.
Hard not
I have.
To.
I'm sure Buzz has. Everybody has. But there is a Philly basketball legend who also loudly complained about Tobias Harris. And we will play that audio for you next on the afternoon show on WIP.
Well, listen. We talk about the Phillies. They're
yep.
coming up,
yep.
obviously. You want to come watch a Phillies game with any one of the stations, obviously me and Seltzer. I mean, would you rather watch with anyone else?
Just cap Seltzer at three drinks.
Yeah. He'll be all right. He'll okay. be all right. So all right. Seltzer and I will be out at the Green Parrot in Newtown
oh,
on
good
Saturday.
Place.
So we're mixing in some trivia during the game now.
Ooh.
Now, Seltzer put together all the trivia because he does beat the Hammer. So
right.
I don't have time to do extra work. So maybe you want to compete against Seltzer and I. It'll be a great time. Either way, we have a pair of Phillies tickets to give away three winners. So three pairs of Phillies tickets to go away on Saturday. It's the Green Parrot in Newtown, $3.50, Miller Lite pints. It starts off at 7:30. Game starts a little bit later because they're out in San Diego.
Wait, when is this again?
This is Saturday.
Okay. All right, cool.
This is Saturday. So come on out. We'll celebrate, obviously, the draft pick, too. I mean, there's a lot to get into at the Green Parrot. So come hang out, have some Miller Lights, win some Phil's tickets, play some trivia, and let's watch a game together on Saturday.
A Philly legend rips Tobias Harris next on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a WIP afternoon show. I am Spike Eskin, along with Jack Fritz, Ike Reese. At home, tending to a flooding issue, but will return tomorrow. The rumor has it that he clogged the toilet.
Do you think that he has the big, like, boots on, like, the rubber boots down there? I
yes.
envision, like, the big yellow.
Big yellow. What is he, in a raincoat?
Yeah. That's how
Paddington I envision it. Or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So he will be back tomorrow, of course, the big draft show tomorrow night. And a reminder, if you ever miss anything on the show, you miss the Eagles Insider Rankings, which happened at 4:30. You miss the YouTube Big Board, which happened at 3:30. You can always use Rewind on the Odyssey app within 24 hours. You just go to any time. Or you could subscribe to our podcast within the Odyssey app or wherever you get
Look
your
at those
podcast.
Plugs.
Yeah, well, company guy.
I noticed you didn't mention the top 5 of 5 during that.
If you, nobody misses the top 5 of 5. That's the difference.
Right.
Everybody's okay. tuned in live. So I did mention the draft tomorrow night. The debate today has been defense or not in the first round. There are some rumors about the Eagles trading up to get a wide receiver or a tight end. I mentioned I think they should go offensive line. But the real question is, what does Herb from the Northeast think?
Spiko, what's happening, my boy?
What up, brother?
Yep. Okay, this is what we got. Okay. We wanted to, if we're going to go all defense in the first round and the second round, the both picks, that's three. Okay, we got a fourth round pick, and we got three fifth round picks.
Right.
And one sixth, okay? I was just looking it over. Now, Denver, okay, is it 12? Can we make a deal with them to get that player that everybody's been talking about? Otherwise, Buffalo is a player to get to grab that 22.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's been talks with Denver for sure.
Okay, we got the two Buffalo, and we got Andy Reid at 32. If we deal with Andy Reid, he's looking for a wide receiver. Okay, so look at the board when it starts. Who's going off first? We know who's going off first for the wide receivers. Then how many more could be coming off?
Right.
422.
Herb, so, have you ever given a best man speech before?
I think so. My friend is a lawyer from Jersey. Oh. I think I did it. I was his best man. I can't remember, but it's like probably like 40 years ago.
Do you have any tips for giving speeches? I'm sure you've given a lot of speeches before.
Well, I mean, you know, what do you want to talk about? I mean, you know, that's the thing. You know what I mean?
It's a good point. If you don't know what you're talking about.
You got a nice girl here and all that stuff.
You can't go over the top with that, though.
Yeah.
You know, what else you want to talk about? You know what I mean?
I didn't know if that was going to be in your book, Herb. I want to know if maybe you giving a speech is in your book.
I ain't putting that in there. Football speeches, yeah.
Well, get you do give great pump-up speeches.
Yeah.
Can you give a pump-up speech to the Sixers? I mean, they're down 0-2.
I was down there today. They had some kind of rally with the Sixers people were dressed up and with the shirts.
Hmm.
And they went down Center City with this bus company.
Were you driving the bus?
No, I wasn't driving. I had to go take the buses over. Two buses needed tires, and I had to take them over.
You're the tireman?
There's a guy, if you need tires, over at 11th in Oregon. The guy's nice.
Can you get over to Ike's house? Because Ike has 10 inches of water in his basement.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm going to tell you probably what happened. It's one of two things.
Big poop?
Okay. I don't know. Either a pipe blew and went right through the ceiling or whatever, or most likely, I think it's a hot water heater.
Yeah.
Probably blue, and that's when you got water on the floor and it just keeps coming out. And during the night, you don't even know. And then you wake up and there you see all that water. That's from the hot water heater.
That's when it gets bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, I can't see. I mean, you know, unless it came from kind of backup in the sink.
Yeah, see, that's the real question, you know.
Who knows?
Yeah, so you got to tell Ike, next time you talk to him, tell Ike to put some duct tape on it and get to work.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
You know Ike, okay, he lives over there near where Wentz lives, over there.
Interesting.
North Dakota? Oh,
yeah,
South Jersey. Right.
Yeah, so.
All right, Herb, we got to go do leading off, man.
We gotta make a deal. We gotta go. I mean, I really like, you know,
care.
I think the tight end, the
don't care at all.
Receiver, but if they ain't doing it, let's get a offensive lineman that can go both.
Not a care in the world.
That can play tackle and play guard.
Good take.
Later in either the second or the fourth round.
Yep.
Let's get our defensive assignments. Linebacker and cornerback. We get two linebackers and one cornerback.
This is on you.
Second round.
This is on you.
Down, we're going to have an extra pick.
Yeah.
If we trade,
you could have wrapped this up 2 minutes ago.
I tried.
We're going to get another pick, man. We got to have three picks in the second round.
We do have to do text line.
Yes, I know.
We got to do
Herb.
Yeah,
I'm going to put Herb on hold. He'll never know.
What's the difference?
Do you think we check back in during leading off? Yeah. They'll still be talking about what they should do with the draft.
So I mentioned a Philadelphia basketball legend, Rip Tobias Harris. Here's what Rasheed Wallace had to say about Toby.
I can't really blame Buddy, though. You know what I mean? Because he just got here. But I can blame Tobias with his shit, though. Yeah, and if you're listening, yeah, we mad with you, too, dog. You got to step that the fuck up. Yo, you getting all that bread. Yo, we need more than 5 for 12 for 10 points.
Hey, he had 10 points on 4 for 11 shooting.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, same. 4 for 11, 5 for 12.
For
same,
posterity,
same. But
he was 4 for 11.
Look, listen, but we need more than that from him. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is, here's the whole key how you step up, right? It's not a matter of, okay, I had a bad shooting game tonight, so now I got to go out here game two and prove that I can shoot. And now you might shoot horrendous again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, you got to make that difference within the game.
I don't think NBA legends respect Toby that much.
No. Good luck, Sheed. I'm actually heartened to hear that Rasheed's a Sixers fan.
Yeah.
I sort of had a gut feeling maybe he wasn't.
Well, he's a Chiefs fan.
Yes. There's a good deal. There's Big Charlie's in South Philly. There's a Chiefs bar. There's plenty of Chiefs fans here. It's time for the text line, which is brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. New 2024 Nissans are arriving daily at Mount Holly Nissan, minutes from everywhere, just over the bridge, online at mthollynissan.com.
You need confidence for three things: pitching, sex, and putting your jacket on. Larry Anderson in Clearwater.
Yep.
It's good advice.
Yeah. A little racy LA today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no one was ever good at sex if they weren't confident.
Right.
You got to be sure.
That's why we pay LA the big bucks.
What you're doing, where you're putting things.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's good.
What's next?
Contrary to popular belief, more inches is not always better. Ike in South Jersey.
I almost got a 10-incher.
Poor Ike, dude.
It's called a big dose of D.
The thing is, people are like, what? You know, you sure, Ike? You sure this happened? Ike likes nothing better than being here.
Yes.
And talking trash here, especially about football or basketball, which we have both going on. So if Ike could have been here, he would have been here. He's just buried up to his calves in poop water.
Yeah. That he caused.
Yeah. What's next?
Who let these two nitwits talk football the day before the draft? Howard and Delco.
Hey, I don't know.
Is that when he fell?
Yeah. On the air.
Yeah.
Do you think that's in response to being? I haven't seen anything from Howard in response to the inside of the year rankings.
He was ranked number one. I'm sure he's pissed off about it.
Well, I haven't seen Elliot comment yet, and I know Elliot. I mean, he's on Twitter all the time.
There's no chance Elliot hasn't seen it.
He's furious.
Yes.
Has to be furious.
At least he's ahead of McClain.
Yeah, well, I just, because Elliot doesn't scream insider. Frankly, we're looking to help him out.
Yes, by putting him on the list at all.
Yeah, because he's not really an insider.
No. What's next?
So do you think they fell for the old flooded basement story? Ike's caddy on the ninth tee.
Oh,
dude.
It is nice out.
If we find out Ike's golfing today, good riddance.
Yeah, gone. Out of here.
No, he sounded particularly perturbed.
Yeah, he wasn't having a good time.
When we called him.
What's next, Buzz?
You guys all need a real man's man like me to help you around the house. Elliot in South Philly.
Does Elliot say he fixes stuff?
No shot. That was obviously sarcastic.
Okay.
I don't know if there's anyone on the station I'd frankly call to help out. I mean, Richie, I would assume, knows how to do things.
He would try.
The camera, no shot. Seltzer, no shot.
John Johnson.
Oh, right. He was a quote-unquote contractor.
Or something. Yeah, he's definitely. But you don't believe John Johnson?
I do not believe John Johnson was a contractor. Are you kidding me? Why would I believe that?
What? Of course he was. Why would he lie about that? He could be lying. The Twitter poll brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com.
Ooh.
He sounds like Obama. Did I ever tell you that?
John Johnson?
Yes. When he's talking, he sounds like Obama. I swear.
He does sound a little bit like Obama.
No.
No.
But Obama doesn't sound like he's talking to 5-year-olds.
Well, I didn't say he is Obama. I just said he talks sort of like
same
Obama.
Cadence. Wow.
Yeah, there's a similarity.
Did you just rip John Johnson?
No, I didn't rip Obama or John Johnson. Oh, you
Buzz.
Mean Buzz. Yeah.
I mean, you kind of ripped John Johnson.
Well, he's got a little bit of a sing-songy, you know, huh? Talking to children. But,
ooh.
Ooh. No.
No, boys and girls. What would your reaction be if the Eagles traded up for a receiver or a tight end tomorrow? 69% annoyed, 30% happy. We have lost control of the show. We might as well start leading off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.